This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
My guest is Mike Evans, New York Times best-selling author and award-winning journalist. His new book is The Final Move, Beyond Iraq, The Final Solution While the World Sleeps. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for spending some time with us. Mike, what is the final move beyond Iraq?
The final move is an Islamic revolution coming out of Persia, sweeping through Iraq, all the way to Lebanon, like a tsunami, jumping over into the Gulf states and heading for the West.
And this is, we're seeing this happen now, I guess, from your perspective.
Indeed, you're looking at the newspaper this week on Lebanon. What's transpiring in Lebanon is happening from Persia, Iran. What's happening in Iraq, 85% of it's happening from Iran. Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. The Saudis are building a 400-mile wall right now to keep the Persians out of their country vis-a-vis Iraq. They see the Khomeini revolution in the hands of Ahmadinejad, the new president, heading towards Arab countries because the Persians are not Arabs, and they consider Arabs infidels.
So we should not think then that Iran and Saudi Arabia will be are fighting on the same side.
Oh, heavens no. There is no mosques. There's no Sunni mosques in Iran. They consider them infidels. Listen, the bottom line is this. You hear the left scream and yell and kick and spit that we must end the war. This is a very interesting statement. I'm a Jew. I lost my grandfather. He was burnt to death in his synagogue. Aunts and uncles, relatives in Auschwitz and Dachau. I'm the chairman of the board of a little work in Holland called the Corrie ten Boom House. They saved over 800 Jewish lives. Most of them died doing it. But it's like saying to Hitler, we must end the war. Therefore, we have to go home. We've got to go to America. We've got to leave Europe. We've got to end the war because it's there's bad things happening in the war. Well, the truth is, Winston Churchill said in the 30s, the world lacked the intellectual honesty and the democratic courage to deal with the problem when they could. And if they had, 61 million people would never have died. Winston Churchill was right when he wrote that in his memoirs. We have a crisis. The crisis is a crisis of stupidity based upon weapons of mass deception, where the liberal left, who does not believe in the evil, they don't believe in the Ten Commandments, they don't believe in evil exists, they don't even believe in terrorists. A lot of these extreme left think terrorists are really human rights organizations, and the real terrorists are us. Now, they say we should end the war. What does that mean? That means we go home. But are they stupid enough to believe that all of the jihadists that are in the world that have come into Iraq are going to say, okay, the war's over, you went home, let's shake hands and be friends? No, they're not going to do that. They're going to kill us. They did it on 9/11 with box cutters, and they didn't have hardly anything. They'll follow us home. If we roll over like a dog and wet on our leg, the only thing they'll do is take that as a sign of weakness. So this is very serious, very serious.
New York Times bestselling author and award-winning journalist Mike Evans is my guest. His new book is The Final Move Beyond Iraq. And the phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you've got a comment or a question for Mike. Mike, I know you have been to Iraq many times. Tell us, when you get there on the ground and among the people, what have you learned?
Well, I've learned that, number one, that fundamentally, most of the people that go to Iraq have never been to Iraq. Most of the quote-unquote politicians and experts never go to Iraq. They go to what's called the green zone, a five-mile bubble, and they get a briefing, and then they come back and say, we've been to Iraq. They haven't been to Iraq. They've never been with the people. They've never met with leaders that have told them honestly the truth. They've just got a spin, just a spin, and that's all. Now, I've learned that the people of Iraq really do appreciate what we've done for them. Let's talk about who they are. Number one, the Kurds. The Kurds were gassed by Saddam Hussein. Almost 200,000 of them died. They dearly love America. Do you know they celebrate the 4th of July? because they love America so much. They're harboring Christians and saving the lives of over 12,000 Christians who were targeted for assassination, that the Kurds have moved into Kurdistan to save their lives. Pastors who they wanted to behead, little children that they wanted to kill. They're wonderful people. Secondly, the Christians in Iraq. The Christians in Iraq have told me that if the United States leaves, the entire Christian Church of Jesus Christ in Iraq, all the Iraqi Christians will be slaughtered. They'll be the first to go. And then secondly, the government told me the second to go will be the Kurds. They'll wipe out the Kurds. They're non-Arabs. They'll wipe them out. Then the third to go will be the Arabs, because the Persians hate the Arabs. They consider them infidels. So you'll have a Cambodian killing field in Iraq with millions dead, and an Islamic revolution out of control. And by 2009, it'll have a nuclear umbrella over it, coming from Iran.
My guest is Mike Evans, New York Times bestselling author. His book is The Final Move Beyond Iraq. Mike, what then is the solution? If you advocate in your book that we should take on Iran head-to-head.
Well, not only do I advocate it, I met with, you know, having been in the Middle East almost 70 times and working with leaders in the state of Israel since the early 70s, I have met, and there's probably 40 different people that have been involved with this book, people like General Hugh Sheldon, who was the chief of the chief of staffs for 911 in the United States, General Moshe Yaalon, who was over the chief of staff for the state of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, James Woolsey, who was director of the CIA. A lot of these people happen to be experts in their field that I've talked to. Example, Moshe Yaalon says, you only have 07. If you don't deal with the center of gravity, Iran in 07, it's too late. He said, you'll never touch him in 08. It's an election year. In 09, it will be too late. They'll be nuclear by then. And if they're nuclear by then, here's what James Woolsey said in my book, The Final Move. He said, put out your hand. Take a handful of nuclear fissile material. He said, in your palm of your hand, that's enough material, dirty bomb material, that it could kill hundreds, if not thousands of people. He said, in a basketball or a volleyball, you could put 25 to 35 pounds of nuclear, dirty bomb, fissile material. He said it could kill 250,000 people in a highly populated city. He said 10 kilotons of it in a refrigerator shipped under a Panamanian cargo container, we get 35 million a year, could kill 1 million people. Now, we're just talking about dirty bomb material. We're not even talking about somebody launching an ICBM. We're just talking about a suicide bomber, instead of using nails and screws, using a nuclear material. And by the way, some of your experts are just breaking news stories that in fact, they think that this could happen.
Mike Evans is the author of The Final Move Beyond Iraq. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Malik is on the line. Go right ahead. You're on with Mike Evans.
Yes, hi, Corey. This is Malik. It's M-A-L-A-K. Just, I think I agree with Mike 100%. I mean, I was born and raised in overseas in Egypt, and it just the Islamic revolution is really strange, even in Egypt, which it sounds to be like more a stable country. But we had to fled Egypt just from religious persecution. And it just things getting out of hand, and we need to wise up. We need to open up a little bit more.
Malik, let me ask you, what is it you would like to see the Americans do overseas that we're not currently doing?
Well, there's a lot of things. Let's say, for example, giving tons of money to Pakistan. Pakistan is not doing anything in terms of the war on terrorists. It's actually, Pakistan is harboring terrorists. And we need to wise up. We're giving like money left and right for people who are actually planning to hurt us.
You know, Malik is 100% right, and I agree with everything you've said, my dear friend. You've got to reward your allies, and you've got to penalize your enemies. And we're doing just the opposite. We're rewarding our enemies. What are we doing next on Memorial Day? Memorial Day is a wonderful day to commemorate the sacrifices of our troops. On Memorial Day, believe it or not, the United States has sent the U.S. ambassador of Iraq to meet with the Iranian ambassador for a diplomatic meeting in Baghdad. First time since 1979. Now, let's think about it for a second. What precisely is transpiring here? Iran has threatened to wipe the state of Israel off the map with a nuclear bomb. They're building 12 reactors, and they've got $62 billion in the bank. The poor Iranian people, God bless them, don't have a vote. That's why they don't vote. This is run as a fascist state. And at the same time, we're saying to Iran, okay, you've made these threats against Israel. You've threatened to send suicide bombers into America. 85% of the troops right now, they're saying in Iraq, by Iraqi government officials, are being killed through Iranian IEDs or proxies. Now, knowing all that, plus knowing that Hamas is funded by Iran, Hezbollah is funded, they're subcontractors, why would we want to have tea with Iran? Why would we want to tell our allies in Iraq who are supporting us, who they're killing them, by the way, that we are opening up diplomatic channels with Iran? What did they do to deserve this? That's like going to Auschwitz during World War II and meeting with Hitler to try to find a solution to fascism.
Mike, really clear nuts and bolts here. What do you recommend that we do insofar as what do we do about Iran?
What is the solution? The solutions are very, very simple. Now, I can begin by telling you my book on Amazon is running right next to Ronald Reagan's book, Reagan Diaries. I'm looking at it right now. His is 4, mine is 5. Ronald Reagan had the solution. Ronald Reagan looked at the Soviet Union, and he told me, by the way, over dinner, when he was first inaugurated, at lunch, excuse me, I said, what are you going to do about the Soviet Union? And he smiled, and he had a very soft voice, and he said, oh, he said, I think I'll bankrupt them. And I thought he was joking, but in fact, he did. He bankrupted the Soviet Union. Now, can you bankrupt Iran? Yes, you can. How do you do that? Let's get to the facts, and it's on my website, beyondiraq.com. Number one, 38%, almost 40% of their gas and oil is imported because of refinery problems. If they don't get that gas and oil in, nothing runs. Nothing runs. You can't run the country without gas and oil. Secondly, the economy. Chinese IPOs are coming into New York City. Huge IPOs, $50, $60 billion IPOs that are tied into Iranian oil fields. Stop it. We have funds in America, multi-billion dollar retirement funds that are tied into Iranian contracts. Shut it down. Credit cards. Do you know the Atomic Energy Commission of Israel told me? Couldn't believe it. I'm sitting with the director of the Atomic Energy Commission, and he told me one of the greatest things you can do against Iran is cancel their credit cards. I thought, what does he mean? This credit cards? That's crazy. Believe it or not, the Revolutionary Guard, who controls this country as a thugocracy, in the same way that they brutalized the poor Christians in Egypt, like my dear brother is talking about, they're brutalized, these Iranians, have credit cards. And these are multimillionaires who fly over the world, cancel their credit cards. We need to suck the oxygen out of Iran, and we need to close the border. There's a 400-mile open border that they're pouring through like an Ebola virus. That's the first thing we should do.
Mike Evans is a New York Times best-selling author. His new book is The Final Move, Beyond Iraq. Mike, when you're talking, I'm thinking of the fact that today we learned that the U.S. Navy staged its latest show of military force just off the Iranian coastline. 17,000 U.S. Marines and sailors appeared there. We've got the carrier strike groups, the USS John Stennis, the USS Nimitz. They're all there right now as of today.
Yeah, and that's nice, but there's only one problem with that. In the Middle East, embarrassment is worse than death. Embarrassment is worse than death. I remember one time having dinner with a bunch of Arab sheikhs and in a tent, and a fella came in with me, a Muslim fella, and he walked across their tablecloth with his shoes on, and they passed the coffee cup around, and everyone drinks out of it. He wouldn't drink out of it, and he stepped on the tablecloth. When the meal ended, it was a lovely meal. When it ended, they kept him in there. Now, they came out to me, and they said to me, would it offend you if we killed him? I said, excuse me? They said, humiliated us. He embarrassed us. He wouldn't take his shoes off. He walked across our tablecloth. He wouldn't drink with us. We want to kill him. He humiliated and embarrassed us. I said, yeah, I'll be offended. He came out crying. They were going to kill that guy for embarrassing them. And what I've realized is that he was trying to impress me, thinking that he was cultured and he was westernized. You don't humiliate these people. You go there and act like a tough guy and you show your big battleships and how bad you are. And the only thing you do is you make them more outraged. If you want to deal with these people, you can't deal with it through the level of embarrassment. You've got to find other ways to deal with them that are more strategic and wiser, because there's a culture that drives them, and it's completely anatheology that drives them, that transcends the Western mindset.
Mike Evans is a New York Times bestselling author. His new book is The Final Move Beyond Iraq, and we'll give away a free signed copy of this book to the first caller right now at 977-1070. Mike, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.